Hello and welcome to another episode of A Podcast About Music, which, if you're new here, is a podcast about music. I'm one of your hosts, Logan.
And I'm Eric.
Eric, how are you this week?
Same old, Lo. Same old.
Wow.
How about you?
Absolutely poetically beautiful. I'm doing fine, I guess, this week. It's technically the start of the holiday season in the United States since Thanksgiving is behind us. And the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade had Santa Claus and his magical sleigh riding down, I believe, Broadway, but I could be mistaken.
It sure looked like Times Square, so I don't know.
I don't think that was Times Square.
Broadway.
No, absolutely not. I don't think it was somewhere around there. Anyway, yeah, so technically speaking, we might have a holiday special coming up in a few weeks on the show. Like we did last year.
I believe
we did a holiday special last year, a holiday spectacular. I'll check on that, but you know, that would be fun if we do it this year. Anyway, anything else you want to say before we jump right into today's topic?
I have nothing to add.
Exciting as always. Really, the listeners are just on the edge of their seats to hear from you. So we're going to be talking about Miles Davis this week, and he was instrumental in the development of jazz, and he's considered one of the top musicians of his era. He was born in Illinois in 1926, and he traveled at age 18 to New York City to pursue music. Throughout his life, he was at the helm of changing concept of jazz. Winner of 8 Grammy Awards, Miles Davis unfortunately passed away in 1991 from a respiratory distress disease in Santa Monica, California. So that's a little synopsis. I will go more in-depth after you speak.
So, Logan, I'm not that familiar with Miles Davis, but I know you are.
Goodness,
you mentioned
gracious.
The word jazz. What is that, jazz?
Holy cow. Okay, for those of you who don't know, I don't know how you could not know. Jazz is a very experimental type of music where in certain forms there are really no wrong notes per se. I'll pick up a little definition of it. I can't believe I have to define jazz.
I'm guessing the word improvisational will be in there.
Yeah, Eric is currently at the other side of the studio. But jazz is a music genre that originated in the African-American communities of New Orleans, Louisiana, in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, with its roots in blues and ragtime. So if you don't know what blues and ragtime is or are, you should probably check that out on your own, because I'm not going to go into it.
Logan, let's just clarify, because we've got some young listeners out there who aren't necessarily familiar with this nomenclature that we use, 19th century, 20th century. Is the 19th century the 1900s?
No, it's the 1800s.
Oh, okay.
And the 20th century was the 1900s.
The
19th, for those who didn't know.
The 19th century that we counted began in 1800 or 1801. Yeah. Gotcha. So the 19th century brings us through the year 1900.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So Miles Davis was the son of a prosperous dental surgeon and a music teacher, and he was born Miles Dewey Davis III on May 26, 1926, that's kind of funny, in Alton, Illinois. Miles Davis grew up in a supportive middle-class household where he was introduced by his father to the trumpet at age 13. He quickly developed a talent for playing the trumpet under the private tutelage of Elwood Buchanan, a friend of his father who directed a music school. Buchanan emphasized playing the trumpet without vibrato, which was contrary to the common style used by trumpeters such as Louis Armstrong, which would come to influence and help develop the Miles Davis style.
Wow. Have you ever played the trumpet?
I sure have. Have you ever played the trumpet?
I also played the trumpet.
Wow,
I think
look at us.
We both played the trumpet for varying portions of our formative years.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. And then I got braces and it was very painful to play. So I switched over to having the piano as my main instrument, and that's basically where I am today.
Yeah. Super.
It was fun while it lasted, though. Miles Davis played professionally while in high school. When he was 17 years old, he was invited to play with Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker and join them on stage when the famed musicians realized they needed a trumpet player to replace a sick bandmate. So that's kind of how it started. And sick bandmate, and he kind of rose to fame.
He was 17 at the time?
Oh my gosh. Really young to be playing with Dizzy Gillespie also and Charlie Parker. Absolute jazz legends as well. If you haven't heard them, I highly recommend you check them out. Maybe we'll even have an episode on both of them, or one at a time.
I would certainly anticipate that. I don't know these guys very well, but I've heard you talk about them.
Yeah.
As you dive deeper into the jazz world.
Yeah, jazzdom. Soon after playing with them in 1944, Miles left Illinois for New York City, where he would soon enroll at the Juilliard School, known at the time as the Institute of Musical Art.
So you're telling me he went from the Windy City to the Big Apple. To the city that never sleeps.
Yep. While taking courses at Juilliard, Miles Davis sought out Parker, and after Parker, obviously Charlie Parker, joined him, he began to play at Harlem nightclubs. During the gigs, he met several musicians whom he would eventually play with and form the basis for bebop, a fast, improvisational style of jazz instrumental that defined the modern jazz era. No. So bebop is a very fun musical style. I've played a bit of bebop in my jazz years.
What's bebop like? Can you hum a tune or two to give us an idea what that means?
I couldn't hum it.
Is it like?
But I can play some.
Bebop, lula.
No, this is a song. Bebop style songs.
From some research I did, although we're not talking about him today, Dizzy Gillespie, who you referenced a second ago, I believe is considered the founder of the bebop style specifically. Yeah,
this is Dizzy Gillespie. I'll play a little. I don't know if we'll get copyrighted, but it's worth it. Here's the intro. Very fast, as you can probably hear. So kind of like a fun jazz form. I'll skip ahead a bit. So you hear the trumpet there. Absolutely incredible form of jazz, if I do say so myself. I enjoy it. Oh, Ornithology. That's a song I could play on the piano one time.
Yeah.
If I practice it a little more. That's a fun one.
It's a fun
fast
word.
Fast again. It's Remember basically...
We looked up what that word means, ornithology.
Did we maybe talk about it on the show?
Logan, if I had a nickel for everything I've forgotten about this darn show.
Yeah, you'd be a millionaire.
Yeah. I'd have a handful of nickels.
Yes, that is certainly not wrong.
Our fact checkers back in the studio headquarters are looking up ornithology.
We are at the studio headquarters.
That's how you pronounce it, right? Ornithology.
Ornithology,
the
yeah.
scientific study of?
Birds.
Boids.
Yeah. Birds. I think that ties back to the language of the French. Called French. Yeah. Yeah.
And thus born out of the New Orleans area.
Yeah. Because of, you know. This podcast is not doing well right now with us.
I think it's doing great.
I mean.
It's chock full of information.
And stuttery co-hosts such as myself.
Well, we're all in this together.
Anyway, this is kind of how he got his start. Now I would like to suggest quite a few Miles Davis songs.
Are you going to begin with some that are easier for the... beginner jazz enthusiast to to what's the word digest
listen to yeah
because some of the more complex jazz I know goes over a lot of our heads.
I love it though. It's absolutely incredible. But my first song suggestion, so what
are you gonna tell us about the song or what?
That's the song, So What by Miles Davis. That's my first suggestion. I believe that was in response to a song by another guy. I'll pull that up because that's actually kind of a funny story.
Are any of these songs things that many of us would be familiar with just having, you know, lived?
Probably, around, if you've
been around the campfire for a while now.
Yeah, probably. I'm searching the So What Miles Davis song origination. It was in response to something. So What, Miles Davis composition. It's one of the best known examples of a modal jazz set in the Dorian mode and consisting of 16 bars of D Dorian followed by 8 bars of E flat Dorian and another 8 of D Dorian. the piano and bass introduction was written by Gil and Bill Evans, but they're not related. It's kind of funny though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I believe. Sorry guys, this is really exciting.
Well,
you know what? I'll get back to you.
It's on the fly research. It's exciting.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a story behind it, but maybe I'll tell that a different time.
Maybe.
You have any songs you want to suggest before I continue?
I am unfamiliar with the Miles Davis catalog.
All right. My next suggestion is All Blues, which is another quite fantastic song, and I will play a little of it right now. So you hear that piano going, and obviously the soft drums. It's almost as if the piano's in the background. I've played this before on the piano.
That's all blues, isn't it?
Yeah. That piano going, though. Holy cow. Gotta have strong fingers to keep that up. I'm assuming it's an entire song that's over 11 minutes worth of just trilling like that.
So, Logan, let's just do a little background for our listeners if they're not familiar with this type of improvisational method, if you will.
Okay.
A little band, maybe a quartet or a quintet of a few different instruments.
Probably quartet.
Will generally, during the course of these songs, fall into like the same repeating.
It's like a pattern, A, B.
Yeah, it's the same pattern that repeats every so often. In a lot of cases, something like, let's just say, every 20, 30, 40 seconds, just to keep it sort of, once again, digestible for our audience.
I mean, it's not really, that's not really the form of.
Right,
music.
Right.
It's not seconds.
I'm just giving it
fine.
Yeah. For example, and then
dumb it down a little bit.
In a lot of cases, most or all of the individual instrumentalists will take turns improvising over that pattern that repeats.
Yeah, and that's called a solo for those who didn't know. And basically, you take a solo probably for 8 to 16 bars if it's in that type of style.
Bars is kind of
musical
slang
term
for measures.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
And measures also is a musical term. But yeah, you'll go into your solos and you'll play. And after the band kinda, you know, gets into a pattern.
Into the groove?
Yeah, you could kinda just follow along with everyone else, kinda feel the jam, if you will. And let people take solos, maybe with a little motion of the person who's going to take that solo, like a hand motion or whatever. And you can just accompany them by playing the background voicings, perhaps on the piano if a saxophone player is playing.
So these true jazz songs tend to never repeat themselves.
I mean, with the melody, sure, but.
But
solos are.
They're never
unique.
Played the same way.
Unless you're copying a solo of that someone's written down. They're usually pretty original.
That's exciting. So if you
they
see
might
live
embellish
jazz,
the melody
yeah.
of the song.
You're not going to see jazz to hear something you've heard on the record played the same way.
It's like a comedy show. You want to hear something new.
That's exciting.
But you want to hear something good. So here's my next song suggestion. A good song called Blue and Green.
Blue and Green?
Blue in Green.
Blue in Green.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a funny name for a good song.
Especially since, you know, those of you who are visual artists out there know that blue is in green.
Would you look at that? You've done it again.
Wow. How do you make green again? Blue and yellow?
Blue and yellow, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
How do you make orange?
Yellow and red.
How do you make red?
It's just a
red.
Primary color. Red. My last song suggestion is the name of a guy, Freddy Freeloader.
Freddy Freeloader.
Yeah.
I knew a Freddy Freeloader when I was back in college. Freddy Freeloader.
Nice.
He would never pay
nice,
for the dinner bill.
As Borat would say. Yeah, well, that's probably because he was a freeloader. Didn't see through his scams then, and you don't see through my scams now. So it works for everyone.
Somebody liked him enough to name a song after him, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically all I have to say about Miles Davis this week. Do you want to add anything?
No, I wish I could. I think, as always, you've done a nice job of summarizing his life and career.
Thank you.
I believe the songs stand on their own and would give our listeners a glimpse of quite possibly some musical stylings they've never heard before.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I really do suggest you check him out. Even after listening to all my song suggestions, if you do listen to them, just swipe into the episode description and click on those links, and I'll make sure you get the best quality recording that you could possibly listen to for free.
Logan.
Yeah.
As is true with most of the musical genres we discuss,
mm-hmm.
I've heard jazz isn't for everyone.
I feel like it kind of is.
Oh, yeah?
In a certain way, you could probably find jazz that you like.
Yeah.
It's just so expansive. Not expensive, expansive.
I think it was...
covers such a broad category.
Yeah. I think it was Captain and Tennille who sang, "Music speaks louder than words."
It really does. Yeah, even though, you know, words are in music. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
With that, I would like to press the big red button and transition into Real or Fake.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Hello, and welcome to Real or Fake. I'm one of your hosts, Logan.
And I'm Eric.
Eric, welcome back.
Thanks,
Logan. It's been a pleasure, and I anticipate it will continue to be.
Logan,
yeah.
Don't be so sure about that.
Whoa, okay.
When you're feeling down and gloomy because you've once again been duped by the record bamboozled holder, Real or Fake.
I think I might hold a record.
I don't think we need to keep score.
You might hold a record. It might be most losses on the show. Biggest loser.
Fooled the most times.
Yeah. You want to go first? Or you want me to this week?
Sure. I'll just remind.
Wow, sure. That's really sure. All encompassing.
That sounds great. One way or the other. We'll talk about that later. I'll remind our listeners that we're going to each read two news stories to the other. We mm-hmm. might paraphrase them in our own words to try to disguise the real or fake story, of yeah. which there will be one of each.
Yep, that's
one real, how the show goes. One fake. From using our new rules, relatively recent story.
Mm-hmm.
That means something like a couple 2 weeks or something
so.
Like
yeah.
that.
But I relatively think 2 weeks recent or less story is a good estimate.
Yeah, for a while we were doing stories from like the 1930s, and they don't apply as much.
We can have real or fake history week though, if you want one, like meet next week or whatever.
Maybe.
And just old or like real or fake vintage.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
It's a possibility. Anything
so,
goes.
Recent story must cite the source, as yes. in AssociatedPress.com, etc.
Are you giving us election stories this week?
Nope. What were some of our other new rules? It needs to be fairly concise. Something
yes.
like 30 seconds.
Also has to be like kind of PG-13.
Yes.
I mean, we don't really go R on the show. With
yeah, we're
like,
we're not
we're pretty clean.
We're not
the show
blue
also.
Here.
I think
in the studio.
I think we bleeped out like one thing a few months ago. That's it. Pretty good track record.
So Logan. But,
yeah. See how it goes.
Would you like to go first or second today?
If you wouldn't mind, I would love to go first.
After you.
Thank you. This first story comes to us from UPI. The Canadian Army celebrated the 5th birthday of a beloved polar bear at the Toronto Zoo by giving the animal a promotion to Honorary Master Corporal. The bear was previously dubbed an honorary private by the Army before later being promoted. Quote, "She continues to be an outstanding ambassador for counterparts in the wild," Toronto Zoo CEO says.
Okay. Believable. I've met some Canadians,
sure.
and I wouldn't put it past them.
Whoa.
Very
I mean
that
saucy.
In a good way.
Good.
To honor that
good.
Beautiful animal, what
as
is
you
the
should.
Polar bear?
Story number two. This comes to us from NBC Offbeat News. Report. A Western hognose escaped its cage early yesterday morning in the Kentucky Reptile Zoo, which is located in Slade, Kentucky. It has been since captured by a zookeeper that gave us this. Quote, "Thankfully, Western hognoses are non-venomous, so there wasn't any immediate danger to our guests. We captured Fred about an hour after his escape and brought him back to his home."
So you're telling me a hognose is a snake?
Western hognose, yeah, snake.
Okay, wow. So you went with the old common theme today.
Zoos.
Zoos.
Yeah. I forgot to say that. I was pulling a card out of your deck, as it were. Pulling Logan, a tooth out of your mouth.
I've learned some of your tells in our months and months doing this.
Well, we've only known each other for about a year and a half.
So I believe your feigned enthusiasm with the second story reveals its falsehood.
Now, what do you mean by feigned enthusiasm?
Feigned. Faked.
No. Why would you say my enthusiasm was faked? Why on earth would you say that?
You seemed a little too excited to talk about the hognose.
Really?
Yep.
How dare you? You are correct.
Yes.
Looks like one less loss is going on to your loss card today. I had my loss punch thing ready to go, ready to punch another loss into your loss card. One less loss in Eric's loss card today.
Logan?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be joining me over here in the winner's circle?
I hope.
Maybe not in a few minutes.
Probably I will be. If history proves correct.
Do you want story A or B first?
Let's go with A.
All right.
Thank you.
I am, in my own words, paraphrasing all these stories. This one comes to us from Yahoo News.
Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's an exclamation point after the Yahoo.
I honestly am terrified to even hear you do that ever again. So,
have you ever heard of a rap style musician named Sterling Davis?
No. He's probably because he doesn't exist.
He's from Atlanta. Oh, he exists in this story, all right.
Well, we'll see about that.
In this episode today, he exists in this world. Atlanta resident Sterling Davis, an aspiring rap star, took a tour break, a break from touring, something like 5 years ago.
Cool.
And in order to pick up a few extra bucks, he applied for a job at a animal shelter.
Looks like we have the common theme of animals this week. Where did the story come from, by the way?
He loves cats. I told you, I believe you couldn't have forgotten that it's from Yahoo.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So
I'm going to cancel the show if you
anyway,
do that again.
Anyway, he loves cats, much like you.
He loves cats.
He was looking for a few extra bucks, wanted to do something good in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a job at the shelter. In those 5 years, he's decided that this is his calling, and he realizes that there's no one like him in the animal shelter and cat rescue business, especially in the Atlanta area, but worldwide. He's in a very small demographic of men and or African Americans, and certainly not a lot of African American men helping rescue cats. One of his passions, by the way, is what they call I forget what they call it, but they go out and they pick up feral cats,
mm-hmm.
or what they now call community cats, and PC. Spay or neuter them and then return them to their community environment.
It's nice of them.
And he's trying to spread the word that there's a place for everyone in these groups, and he's trying to get more people like him involved in the cat/animal rescue
business.
It's not really a business.
Volunteer.
A community.
Circle. Yeah. Well, that's nice of him.
So much so that he has quit his musical career.
Wow.
And dedicates all of his time to cats.
I thought he was going to make a rap about it.
Yep.
Make a rap out of it.
You and me both.
Yeah. Well,
that's story number one. I droned on a little too long about it.
Yeah, it's okay.
But
just have to keep it under 10 seconds for your next story.
Okay, I'll try. this story is out of England from The Guardian.
Cool.
Guardian.uk. You've heard of them.
Yeah. And Guardian.com for our listeners in the US.
Yeah. Cat related as well, you may not
It's also Guardian.co.uk. So I believe the story is already fake. But continue.
I don't know where you get off with this bravado. This
I know my European bravado. I know my subdomains.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. Okay. Last week there was a little cat named Willow, female cat, who set a world record that you ordinarily wouldn't hear about cats setting by losing the most weight.
Oh my goodness.
Intentionally. Not wow. that she did it intentionally, but her owner did it intentionally. The 4-year-old cat was warned, cat and owner were warned by their vet that she would likely succumb to fatal diseases within a year or two if she stayed up at the scale tipping 11 kilos, which is over 24 pounds.
Wow.
She was put on a healthy diet and vigorous exercise routine. I'm not sure how they forced the cat to do exercise, but somehow or another they did.
Yep.
And she was able to halve her weight in just 6 months.
Wow.
She's now down to 5.5 kilos. Her owner, retired opera singer Martha Sussingham of London, says 4-year-old Willow is happier, more active, and visually healthier looking than she has ever been in her whole life.
That's great.
And the vet says she can now expect to live a long, healthy life due to making smart changes in diet and lifestyle, a lesson we can all probably appreciate, and a book we could all take a page from.
Wow. Inspirational. This
from guardian.co.uk.
Unfortunately, that story is fake. You had me at guardian.uk.
What is co? What the heck is that?
I don't know. It's just what it is. Guardian.co.uk, I bet, is the British domain.
Would you be surprised to know that all I got wrong was the website and that story is true?
Is it true?
No, it is not.
Let me see.
A brief search of retired London opera singers will yield no Martha Sussingham.
Yeah, guardian.co.uk. It redirects to theguardian.com, but... I mean,
Logan.
When I'm right, I'm right. But that was an inspirational story.
Thank you.
And that made me feel great. So.
And the rapper did step away from the rap world.
That's good.
To help cats.
It's funny because his last name is Davis, so was Miles Davis's last name. I thought you planned that.
Wish I could. He's got a new nickname though.
Miles Davis?
No. The rapper.
Cat rapper.
His new nickname is...
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, very exciting.
Trap King, because he traps these cats so that he can spay or neuter them. Trap King. Sterling Trap King Davis. An wow. inspiration to us all.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun, and we have one more segment left. So,
can't wait.
Without further ado, welcome in a few seconds to Weekly Wisdom. Hello and welcome to Weekly Wisdom, a signature gold star podcast about music segment. I'm one of your hosts, Logan, and with me, as always, is Eric.
Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. Before we get into the two life hacks I have for you, I wanted to remind you of today's sponsor, The Figures Among Us and The Figures Among Us Resurrection. As the holiday season approaches, you might be stuck on what to get for a loved one or a friend. That's where The Figures Among Us comes in. The perfect book for almost anyone. So you can pick it up on Amazon for a very limited, low Cyber Monday price. And there are two books in the series, The Figures Among Us and The Figures Among Us Resurrection. I've told you about them in the past, so I'm not going to go into extreme detail, but you can go right into the show notes, click the link for either book, and take advantage of the great sale while it lasts. It's a guaranteed minimum price reduction of 14%, and if you buy both books together, it's a price reduction of over 35% off. So that's an incredible deal. I would not miss it if I were you. Go to the links in the show notes today and secure your copy of The Figures Among Us and The Figures Among Us Resurrection. Ho, ho, ho. Eric, this week I have two life hacks for you. Do you want orange or blue first?
Orange is the new blue.
All right. If you're on the road and have to use the bathroom, find the nearest hotel. Their bathrooms are much cleaner than gas station bathrooms.
We have experimented with this one before, and it turns out if you walk into that lobby like you belong there,
no one's going to question
you.
Not
be questioned.
Maybe not in a pandemic. You might not want to do that, but if you're really in a pinch and you really got to pinch something out, you might just want to stop at a hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, Logan, even if you feel like an intruder and an imposter walking into this palatial lobby, you can walk up to the front desk staff and explain, I'm not honestly a guest staying at the hotel at this time, but I would be extremely appreciative if I could use your restroom facilities very briefly.
Yeah.
I won't be long, and I assure you I'll leave it in better condition than I found it. And they would have to be cold-hearted to turn you away.
Well, the way I see it, you go up to that front desk and you tell them you're taking a risk. But if you just stroll in, especially if you stroll in and don't even look at the front desk, and like maybe even you know the layout of the hotel and you just go straight to the bathroom or even to the elevators. I've noticed if you go to the elevators and just go up, I've never been in this situation, but I feel like, I mean, it would be a little better than just like walking aimlessly and looking for the bathroom.
That's true, except if you take the elevator up, you're not going to find a bathroom.
I know, but then you go down on the other side.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you go up and hide for an hour and then come back down.
Yeah, or maybe say like, oh, I forgot something at my room.
Yeah.
Into the bathroom you go.
No, you know what? Interesting. A lot of hotels require key card access to hop on that. Well, make the elevator move these days, so.
Wow.
Interesting,
right. Well,
yeah. Good idea.
Story number two, or whatever. Tortilla chips got a little stale. Toss them in the oven for 10 minutes at 375 degrees Fahrenheit. They'll come out like new.
That's wonderful advice. What about our listeners in most of the rest of the earth?
I'm on it.
How many minutes would they put them in there for?
Same amount of time, just different heat.
Oh, so time is the same in other countries.
Yes.
375, I'm guessing is, I don't know, 160°C?
190 Ooh. And a half C.
So 190 and a half if you're...
Celsius.
If your kitchen oven is that capable.
Yeah.
Celsius or centigrade, as some say?
I've never heard anyone say centigrade.
Oh,
except
really?
Maybe you.
I'm not sure which one's more correct, but certain generations of... Americans would say centigrade.
Well, whatever you say.
Some would say Celsius.
This life hack is for you.
Some would say Celsius.
Celsius?
Yeah, I've like,
absolutely never heard that before.
We've got the Celtic-Celtic debate that we're not
the Celtics
diving into right
it's
now.
It's not the Celtics. It's They're
or
not wearing kilts on the court.
Is it the Celtics?
Then again, it's not a sort. It's a court.
Yeah.
So you never know.
You're sorely.
It's the Celtics.
Poorly mistaken with that one.
different letter. anyway.
That's an interesting life hack. I appreciate it because.
Thanks.
Sometimes you buy chips, tortilla chips, and it turns out.
They're already kind of
fresh
stale.
Out of the bag. You're like.
Not so fresh, are they?
I'm not sure how fresh these are. Were these made in this century? I mean, really? This century?
Wow. Looks like we have a comedian on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm going to end the show right here.
Logan,
it's been fun.
My fourth grade teacher, who still resides in the same town we do.
Cool.
Enjoyed saying, on the one hand, I have five fingers.
Oh, that's so weird. That's like kind of creepy, but also kind of wholesome. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good memory, I guess.
Or was it, on the other hand, I have five fingers? I forget how it goes.
Gotta ask them.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind. You're all welcome to use that joke.
Wow. Maybe we should have him on one time. I don't even know who it is. But
well, if
he's into music.
He knows who he is.
Well, I'd highly doubt that. It's been real. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week.